This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio. I'm Nina Moiney. DFLer Tim Walz enters the final 2 weeks of campaigning with a lead over Republican Jeff Johnson in the race for Minnesota governor. Brian Baxt reports.
Congressman Walz is up 6 points over Johnson, the Hennepin County Commissioner. That's according to the NPR News Star Tribune poll of 800 likely voters, which has a margin of sampling error of plus or minus 3.5 percentage points. The results reflect a slight tightening of the race from our poll the month before, and there are still 12% of voters who describe themselves as undecided, meaning either candidate could come out on top. Walz has a considerable lead with women, while Johnson is ahead with men. Both are running strong with their party bases. Self-described independent voters are closely split. Brian Baxt, Minnesota Public Radio News at the Capitol.
There is majority support for a 10-cent per gallon increase to Minnesota's gasoline tax to pay for road improvements. That's also according to the latest NPR News Star Tribune poll. It found that 56% favor a gas tax bump to cover the cost of new construction and maintenance to existing roads and bridges. 36% were opposed, and the rest described themselves as undecided. Support was apparent in every part of the state, from men and women and voters of all age groups. But New Brighton voter Brian Kraft says he's skeptical that extra money would be used properly.
I don't see true transparency. I see a lot of political games playing in the way that money is used.
The gas tax is an issue in the governor's race, where DFLer Tim Walz backs an increase and Republican Jeff Johnson opposes one. The poll of 800 likely voters was conducted last Monday through Wednesday. 40 years ago today, President Jimmy Carter signed the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness Act. While the BWCA is revered by many, at the time the law was extremely controversial, as Dan Crocker reports.
The law banned logging, snowmobiling, and motorized boats in much of the wilderness, access that people who lived near the Boundary Waters had enjoyed for generations. In April 1978, NPR reporter Alan Searle spoke with a protester in Duluth.
It's a hot day. Why are you carrying this motor around here?
I'm mad.
Can you tell me about that?
I want to be able to use this motor.
Where?
I just want to show how light it is, how quiet it is. When I take things in, I take things out with it. It has no trouble in the BWCA, and I want to be able to use it.
The Boundary Waters is now one of the most popular wilderness areas in the country, although elements of the controversy 40 years ago are being repeated in the current debate around copper-nickel mining near the wilderness. Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.
In sports, Minnesota United will host its final home game of the season this afternoon. The Loons take on the LA Galaxy at 4. It's also the last game at TCF Bank Stadium for Minnesota United. Next season, they'll debut at Allianz Field, their new stadium in St. Paul. And in weather, today will be less windy with more sun and a high in the mid-50s. Expect a few more days of sunshine coming up this week with highs in the 50s. This is NPR News Today from Minnesota Public Radio.